John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. We'll read it again. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And the Lord will further bless his own word to us. We have read together a verse from the scripture, just one verse, but it is a verse that is descriptive of this world. For the he in our verse is a reference to humanity as individuals. So, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. We have a reference to humanity as individuals. And so that comes right down to the present company that we all can fit into this verse. It's a verse from the scripture that describes for us the world, and it's going to reveal to us the division that is amongst humanity. God always is dealing with individuals. I remember when man sinned against God, for we find the reading in the beginning of our Bibles. And when Adam had sinned against God, he tried to hide himself from the presence of God as he came to commune with him. And God said, "Adam, where art thou?" And so God was pointing out or asking individually as concerning Adam's state. Now God is going to deal with us in that way. And there are some things that I want you to observe with me from the verse that we have read together. First of all, we have a great divide. That is made very clear by the conjunction that is used in the middle of our verse. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So we have in our verse a great divide. Now, along with others that are here this evening, I have lived in Armidale in New South Wales. We're not living there now, but used to live in Armidale. The waters in that city all flow out to the east, and so after going down the mountain they come out through Kempsey and out into the Pacific Ocean. But you've not got to go far from the city westward and you come to a point where the waters all flow west, and they flowing west go out into the Darling system and so enter the ocean down in South Australia. So that city is on the top of the Great Dividing Range. At one point, you'll find that waters are flowing east. Go a little bit further to the west, and you'll find that they're all flowing westward. The city is on the Great Divide. Now, in this verse, we have a great divide, and it's God's division of humanity. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. That's the importance of hearing the gospel proclaimed. That message that tells that a Savior has come from heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ, in seeing the vastness of man's need, has moved to the place at Calvary and given himself in death there, so that the Bible can now say that Christ has died for our sins. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now the great divide is here, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. When the Lord Jesus Christ was here upon earth, and is recorded in this gospel, there came a day when he went to Jerusalem, and it was at one of their festivals, one of their feast days, and the Jews had a number of those through their year. And on the feast which was called to the Jews the Feast of Tabernacles, the Lord Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And that festival lasted for 7 days. And on the last day, the great day of the feast, the Lord Jesus stood and proclaimed. And this is what he said. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he went on to explain what he meant by that. And he said, he that believeth on me. And then, a little further on from the account where the Lord Jesus stood, some of the people were saying, well, this is the prophet that was promised to come. And others were saying, well, this is the Christ that was promised to come. And others wouldn't have it. And the Bible says, there was a division among the people because of him. That's what the scripture says. In the days of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here upon earth, because of his preaching and the things that he had said, and the attitude of the people to the Lord Jesus in his day, the Bible records for us that there was a division among the people because of him. Now, it's still the same. And this verse is revealing to us that it's because of the Lord Jesus that there is a division among the people. Now, we divide people. We're doing that every day. We make our divisions among people. We make divisions internationally. We speak of superpowers. We speak of third world powers and so on. We're making divisions among people. We make divisions among people economically or ethnically. And there's so many ways that we divide the people. But God divides people. And God makes division amongst people so that there's just two. Now that makes it very simple. But the effects are quite profound. God says, as he makes division among humanity, he says, there are those that believe in the Lord Jesus. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And there are those that don't believe. So that the Bible says, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. God makes division to humanity in that simple way. And yet such is its effect that it's going to touch us for eternity. Because according to man's appreciation and belief of the Lord Jesus or not, so is determined and so is sealed his eternal destiny. It's a simple division and yet it's so profound. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now that's the point of gospel meetings such as these. And that's why for the past week and a little, we have been nightly making known the message of the gospel, telling of the Lord Jesus Christ who has come to be our Savior. So that people might realize that the truth of the gospel reaching to them can affect their life presently, and can change their destiny eternally. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now, it doesn't matter what else comes. A person that is resting there can rest secure and can rest assured. It doesn't matter if it comes that people begin to question the validity of the Lord Jesus coming into the world. It doesn't matter if affliction comes our way. It doesn't matter if we're brought into question as to the things of the truth of the Bible, or whether it is that Satan begins to cast doubt into our minds. The Word of God can give us assurance in whatever the situation. For it is the precious blood of Christ that gives me the salvation, his death at Calvary. And it's the Word of God that assures me of my salvation. So when all of those things might come, I can still say, and those that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ can still say that they have eternal life. We have a great division. Then we have a great opportunity. And what is the great opportunity that is given to man? What is the great opportunity for advancement? Because that's what's before us. There are many that grasp at an opportunity to advance themselves in this world. Whether that's our position in the workplace or whether that's some other means in education or whatever it is, we grasp an opportunity for advancement in the things of this world. Well, here's an opportunity for mankind to grasp for advancement. And it's not in material things, but it's in spiritual things. And after all, we are spiritual beings. And we have life from God. For He's given us breath and He's given us those things so that men might seek the Lord and have an answer to the spiritual void in their life. And if it's not filled with Christ, I tell you, it's going to be filled with other things. And the heart of man is too large to be filled with the things of this old world and find satisfaction. It really is. The heart of man is just too big to be filled with the passing things of this world and find satisfaction there. The heart of man can only be filled with the person of Christ. That's why the Lord Jesus could say when He was here upon earth, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The heart of man can only be filled with Christ and find there its true satisfaction and its true joy. The Bible now tells us, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. A great opportunity that is given to humanity, that is given to us all this evening, of advancement in spiritual things, and rest assured that the God of heaven is true to His word and gives eternal life. I'm thinking of a jailer man at Philippi. We told about him one other evening. And that jailer man at Philippi was a man that sought for advancement in the things of this world. And he moved up the ladder in acknowledgement of the things of Caesar in Rome. And he knew advancement in position. But there came a day when he was spoken to by God. And having heard the message of the gospel, he cast those things aside after he was spoken to by God in a great earthquake. You know, we just don't know how God speaks to men and women. Sometimes He speaks in a still small voice. Sometimes in the quiet hours of the dark night, God speaks to the heart of man. Sometimes God speaks in the midst of tragedy. Sometimes God speaks in the midst of calamity. God spake to a jailer man at Philippi when He sent an earthquake. And he thought all the prisoners under his charge had fled. And he was about to take his life. And that man knew that then, that night, as he was soon to take his life and pass out from the things of time, that all the advancement that he had gained in this world counted for naught when it came to the great eternity. And as he called for a light and sprang into the prison where he had bound the preachers of the gospel, he says, what must I do to be saved? And they said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And that night, the man knew what it was to grasp the opportunity for advancement in spiritual things. And he began that night when he knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his own Savior. A great opportunity. But not only so, we have a great salvation. For it says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And there is revealed to us a great salvation. What is it to have everlasting life? Well, we've already been told this evening that to have eternal life is a possession. But it's not just a possession. It's a possession that can never be taken away. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. It can never be taken away. He has it, and it's his forever. But when I come to a verse or a text like this from the scripture, and I see a great opportunity, and I see a great salvation, and bring to bear other verses of scripture which say, how shall we escape if we neglect salvation? I'm going to see also in our text that there's a possibility of a great mistake. You see, there's a great opportunity here of knowing God's salvation in Jesus Christ, of having everlasting life. But with the opportunity comes the possibility of a great mistake. And what is that great mistake? Well, here it is. It's at last to find out
that it's too late.
For he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, that eternal life, that enjoyment of the presence of the Lord Jesus eternally, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Why is it such a great mistake? Sure, there's many that are moving that way. Well, the Lord Jesus has an answer to that. He says, straight is the gate, and narrow the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. And broad is the gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And he says, there's many that are going in thereat. And so there's a possibility of a great mistake, of actively rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, so that there abides the wrath. How is it observed that one is making a great mistake? Well, it's observed in the present life by the emphasis that is given to the things that are material or spiritual. It's observed by the emphasis that is given to the material gain rather than the spiritual gain. And if that is true, then I'm making a great mistake. And it's observed by putting off until later any decision as to belief in the Son of God. You see, younger folk will say there's plenty of time. Older folk will say, well, there's days yet. And constantly, people are putting off until a later date any decision as to belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And oftentimes, that date or that time of decision passes and it never comes. Because people are taken away in a moment's time. And any thought that they had of trusting Christ at the last moment is gone. In the moment of calamity, in the moment of accident or whatever it is, they pass out into the vastness of eternity and know not God's salvation. A great mistake. And then at last to discover that it's too late. You see, we wouldn't want to think that any here that have gathered with us in the gospel meetings, any that have gathered with us have moved away and in the coming of the Lord Jesus find to their utter remorse that it's too late. There are people recorded in the Old Testament, the children of Israel, and they sinned against God, and God always visited them when they sinned against him. He brought judgment upon them in order that they might be turned about and again seek the Lord with all their heart. And one day, the armies of the enemy are advancing. And God had stirred up the Babylonian Empire to come in against the nation of Israel. And when they saw the advance of the enemy, and they're coming in, they let out a cry to heaven, and it was too late. But this is what they said. The harvest is past, and the summer is ended. Times of opportunity, the harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we're not saved. It was too late then, because the enemy was coming in, and God was bringing the enemy in. The point was, it was too late. Now our text says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Why not this evening? Why not this evening, mate? This the night of decision that you will trust Christ as Savior and enjoy the blessing and the joy that God's salvation brings. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now, we're not guaranteed tomorrow at any time, but we've come to the conclusion of this time in the Gospel 10. And it's every possibility that will never be met like this again in this place. And the present company will never be together again to sit under the preaching of the gospel. But we can be together. Every one of us. We can be together. And it won't be upon earth. It can be in heaven when the Lord Jesus comes to take the Christians, to take the saved ones to heaven. And how is it going to be possible? It can be possible that we all meet on heaven's shore, because our verse says, as it's going to describe the world, he that believeth, and it doesn't matter where he is, and it doesn't matter what he has done, and it doesn't matter what he is involved in just now, the word is descriptive of humanity as individuals. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus. That here is revealed to us God's great salvation, God's great intent, his great purpose for man, that he might have everlasting life. May it be so this evening that we enter in, and in that day of meeting the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll all be together again. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.